I'm joined by Case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-0 win over Croydon. Alan, as a manager, it doesn't get much more exciting, does it, than a 95th minute winner?
Killed us. I feel drained. I absolutely killed us. And I think I'd done the old David Peat one when we scored, man, on the pitch and all that, you know, and stuff like that. But you can't. That was excellent. It really was. I've got to see it. Like, I always see how crap we were last week. That was excellent. That was absolutely. I'm not having none of his cobblers that were blinking played against 10 men. We've battered their girl mouth. We've had chance after chance after chance. I thought it was excellent. I thought we played well. We're on our knees at the end. When Speed hit the post, you think it's not. And to come back and keep going, Neil Lampton, who has had his critics 6 years, coming, he scored a good goal, and I was delighted. And, obviously, well done the lads, and we're taking it another. It's 2 weeks ago at the end of the season. Now we're taking it the last week, we will, where something might give away. Met Police lost today, didn't they? Is that right? And you know, next week is going to be a big week, so at least we've got something to play for still.
And that was exactly the reaction you were looking for, presumably, after last Saturday's game at Chatham.
We were awful last week and it killed you, but apart from that, Martin Taylor made a good point, saying like before that we had won 5 and drawn 1, so let's look at that as being a one-off game. I was so hurt and so disappointed, and I was fuming, and, but the reaction this week, we took them on the hills on Monday and ran them, and actually it probably is a bit over the top to tell you the truth, but they didn't complain, they got on with it. We trained lively on Thursday, didn't complain, got on with it, and the day was a good few facts about the place, and there's been a lot of sponsors here today, and the police have come today in with some kids, and the lads have done everything asked from today, so I'm very pleased with the players.
It would have been a travesty though if we'd not won today. As you said, we absolutely battered them for 95 minutes. They were leading a charmed life out there, weren't they, Croydon?
Without a doubt, and Bobby wasn't on song, was he? And because he, you know, he's had a rest this week, and I thought we kind of asked for no more. I was getting so frustrated, and I could have been having a different storyline if I had been 0-0. But it would have been the same thing. It would have been just a lack of quality at times, let us down. We had the rain, we had everything what went against us. Luke Gerrard in the first couple of minutes makes a great save, but that was forgotten about. After that, we just battered him. And we were when it was 11 against 11, so I think it was a really good performance, I really do.
When Speedo's effort came back off the post, did you think that was it, our season had slipped away?
I did, and especially Speedo hitting the post, that's his stomach, and he usually kind of trap a bag of cement him, and he's just best off just heading it and kicking it and all that, but he's missed a sit on the first half, a new open goal, he's missed another one in the, another header, which would keep him, made a good save to be fair, when he hits the post, so he could have had a hat-trick, like, you know, but I'm glad he never had, to be honest.
You didn't make any subs today, which was unusual for you, but presumably you felt that the 11 out there were doing exactly what you wanted them to do.
I got pushed on it a little bit. It was either Hamza or Martin. I think it was Martin pushed and said, are you going to put somebody on? How could I? I didn't see who played bad enough to actually come off, and I meant that, like, you know, and I would have said the same thing when I won the game. It may, you know, I don't think we had done anybody deserve to get taken off today. I really do think we've done that well. I really do.
The way things are, not to put a down point on things, yep, but we could be out of it before kicking another ball. How do you focus the players this week?
Just like we did last week, you look ahead, like, you know, and every time, I always try to say to you the truth and all that, you know, and stuff like that, and every time you get knocked back, you come bouncing back. Sometimes it's hard coming on here straight away, you've got to admit, Simon, because what it is, I've just been in the dressing room and you come off and say some things you probably don't mean. But when you get some prick from the old paper trying to write things, I'm going to get rid of 15 players, or it's all my fault, or whatever, we stick together. Martin Wainwright swears, but we stick together as a club through thick and thin. The transformation from last season has been unbelievable on and off the pitch. People not realise that till they see when this club starts taking off. And yes, when we lose games, I say things at times. I come from the heart, I do, and say silly things at times where I'm sick of the players. But we need to tweak it a bit. 3 or 4 players to make us a championship challenging side. We've already been up the top end all season. We've had a bit of a slip. I'll take a blame on that as well, but everybody takes it as well. You know, the players, I call the players, but nobody else does. So all this rubbish you're going to read, I'm getting rid of 15 and all that, you know, and so I haven't got even 15 players, to be honest, so that puts that down on it. We had four young 16-year-old kids in the squad today, in the change room, who are second to none. They gave us through Adrian Withers and people like that. We're benches young and stuff like that. We're a young side, except for Jamie Bear, who's an old git, but everybody else is young. And what a future this club's got. And I'm not just going over the top here, because I never do that either. But it'll ever keep this club's in good hands.
I was going to mention the newspaper, actually. You were quoted at getting rid of 15 players. Presumably there'll be a few comings and goings over the close season, but certainly not as many as 15.
15? I wish I had the squad. That's a ridiculous thing to say, but it's just some span I'm making it up, like, and stuff like that. What happens is, yes, I think 6 or 7 are safe at this club, but if we're going to have a squad of 15, 16, I don't know where he's got the 21 from, when some people might have to go. Others will come back to pre-season. Like last pre-season, I had about 2 games where we've got about 29 players fighting for each other. But the thing is, get 50, you know, that's a pathetic thing to see, man. But that's what they do, reporters. They write what they want to write. The other papers do it as well. I'll tell you on here what the crack is, and we'll go from there.
NJ's celebration at the end after he scored his goal, indeed the whole team's celebration, that gives the indication that they still think they're right in with the playoff chance.
The two of the good lads, man, they care about the club. And yes, we need to make one or two cheers. I'm not knocking up, maybe it's three or four, to be honest. But the thing is, they're constantly doing care about the players, what we do. And that's just their little thing, oh, here we go, I can't believe we're not winning this. Hit the post, blinking one on ones, should have scored again, even in the first half, one on ones. And it isn't, my celebration was that. That's what you work all week for. That's what you run the hills for. That's what you do Hamsey's excellent training for. Just to actually, for this little thing, just to go right, and that's what girls do for you. And I'm delighted about today. I gutted last week, devastated last week. I thought me and the players were useless last week. But today, I can't praise them enough, and I'm right to do that. Like, you know, I'm not going over the top, and I hope people didn't say I'm over the top. I'll try to tell the truth after 5 minutes coming out of the dressing room. Maybe it's a different story tomorrow, but that's what I respect for you and people like that. I think I should come on here and not try to hide.
Do you think Croydon could have any complaints at all over the red card?
I do know. If it's a foul, where I was looking, I don't know if it was a foul. That's the honest truth. I really don't. If it was a foul, yes, he should have got sent off. But where I was, like, you know, it looked a bit harsh where I was sitting. That's my thing on it, you know.
What about 10 minutes after that, Bobby Traynor was through on goal, and the goalkeeper seemed to come out, take his hat off, and throw his hat at Bobby Traynor as if to put him off?
That's right. I know things that, like, happened in our league, like, you know, but Bobby should have scored. Bobby should have scored then, like, you know, and he could have threw the hat of a straight bar at him. I thought their keeper had a good game, to be fair. I thought he'd done well. I knew he was slowing things down, rightly so, down to 10 men. I thought he's had a good game. That save off Simon Huckle was excellent, to be honest, like, you know, so I thought he's had a good game today, their keeper.
But the attitude of the players must have pleased you to keep going right to the end.
Second and on, man, I definitely like I. And after a week when I've battered them in the change room, I've battered them on here, I've run them up the hills on Monday. They think they've got an easy one with Hamsey, then Hamsey's ran them as well. To come back like that, it shows a lot of character for them and stuff like that. So I am pleased how we have reacted to a week. You know, like I say, I'm a big believer. I'll try to talk to you and the press and things like that, so everything comes to me, so that I'll get the stick, not them. I know they're in it for me as well. And like I say, I do need to make a few changes. Whoever digs in the next couple of weeks and whoever digs in pre-season will get in our team for next year. But I think it's an exciting time for the football club and something we can take on, you know.